UW-Madison political scientist Charles Franklin says Delaware Senator Joe Biden is unlikely to take the gloves off, despite his experience edge over Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I think from the Democrats' point of view, they would rather see Palin get herself in trouble rather than have Biden seeming to attack her.
As for Palin, UW Stevens Point political scientist Ed Miller says expectations have clearly been lowered.
The recognition that she does not have the experience and the knowledge in particularly international as well as other matters. And so they're not expecting her to give nearly as in-depth answers as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Franklin says most of the risks tonight appear to be Palin's.
So I think there's more of a downside risk for Palin. If she badly messes up, as a lot of people think she's done in recent news interviews, then I think the debate could be crippling to her, even if Joe Biden sits there and says not a word the whole time.
Miller expects Biden will not attack Palin directly, even on her relative lack of experience.
He probably more likely will attack the policies of the Bush administration and say that those policies will be ones followed by McCain and let her defend those particular policies. But it certainly won't be any personal attack.
Franklin says Biden could be seen to lose the debate under certain circumstances.
The fact that Biden has gotten himself in trouble with things that he said in the past is likely to make Biden less aggressive in the debate than he might otherwise be. The only way Biden can seriously lose the debate is if he flubs some answers.
And Miller says Palin may be seen holding her own if she shows even some knowledge of international affairs.
One way of doing it often is simply mentioning the names of the leaders of the country. And people think, gee, if you know the names of the leaders, then you know something. My guess is she's been prompted on that matter.
The debate tonight is in St. Louis. It's the only debate between the vice presidential candidates. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.